Hello and welcome to CNN 10, your quick hit in 10 minutes of news where I tell you the what, letting you decide what to think. Happy Friday, Fri-yay. I'm Coy Wire. Be sure to head to our CNN 10 YouTube channel to like, subscribe, and send us your shout-out requests. I'm going to start by showing some love today to my friends up in Germantown, Maryland. Miss Frankenberger's class, Seneca Valley High School, rise up. Thank you for making us part of your day. All right, our first story of the day deals with concerns around deepfakes and the presidential election. A deepfake video or audio is when a person's face, body, or voice is digitally altered to appear to be someone else. The concern is that this artificial intelligence could be used to confuse voters about important voting information like when or how to vote at their polling places. Misinformation during the elections is nothing new, but deepfake technology has improved over the years, making them tougher to spot. Earlier this year, an AI-generated version of President Joe Biden's voice was used in automatically generated robocalls to discourage Democrats from taking part in the New Hampshire primary. While deepfakes are likely going to keep appearing, one nonprofit is trying to combat them by teaching us all how to spot them. Recently, the nonpartisan anti-corruption organization Represent US released a public service campaign highlighting how scammers could use the tech to mislead voters. And they point viewers to reliable sources of information ahead of the election. CNN's Hadass Gold shows us which famous faces lent their likeness for the campaign and why it's so hard to spot real versus AI fake.
Quick, is this actually Chris Rock? Amy Schumer? Rosario Dawson?
A fake message saying...
Not all of these celebrities are who they seem to be.
Because this election, bad actors are going to use AI to trick you
into not voting.
With just 2 weeks left until the election, fears are growing over the influence of artificially generated content.
We already know what they're going to do.
They'll use fake phone calls,
videos, or messages to try to change when, how, or where you vote.
Warnings like this from the nonpartisan anti-corruption group Represent Us, trying to urge voters to think twice.
The risk here is if they trick enough people in, say, one target district in one swing state, in a state that really matters to this election, they could throw the whole election.
Deepfakes have been keeping campaigns and government officials on their toes, now having to fight a new front in the battle against disinformation. Like this fake robocall back in January, with a voice resembling President Joe Biden urging voters not to go to the polls during the New Hampshire primary.
Voting this Tuesday only enables the Republicans in their quest to elect Donald Trump again. Your vote makes a difference in November, not this Tuesday.
The FCC fined the political consultant behind the fake call $6 million. He is facing 26 criminal charges in New Hampshire. He's pleaded not guilty. But not all deepfakes are as targeted. Manipulated images are all over the internet, some showing celebrity endorsements that aren't always true.
Many experts aren't as concerned about fake celebrity endorsements. They're worried that manipulated content online will confuse voters or in some way keep them from going to their polling stations. And it's incredibly easy to make manipulated images. I'm going to use a program to manipulate a real photo into showing something that didn't actually happen. So I'll take this photo. I'm going to say, show me a car crash. And here we go, what could be taken, several options of what could be a real car crash between two vehicles. Now, experts are worried that somebody might take an image like this and share it online and say something along the lines of, the polling station is closed because of this severe car crash that took place. And that might not actually be true, but that could keep people home.
So this election, be aware and always double check what you see online with your state's election officials.
Pop quiz hot shot. In physics, there is only one particle that is confirmed to have a mass of zero, making it massless. Which is it? Neutron, quark, photon, or antimatter? Ding ding, if you said photon, you are correct. Photons are the smallest possible particles of electromagnetic energy that include radio waves, gamma rays, and visible light. While photons have no mass, there's another mysterious particle out there that has some mass, but scientists still don't know exactly how much. Scientists in China are on a mission to study neutrinos, high-energy cosmic particles that are tiny vaporous, and can pass through any kind of matter. It's no wonder they're sometimes called ghost particles. These ghostly particles almost never interact with other matter, including the tens of trillions of neutrinos from the sun that stream through us undetected every second. CNN's Mark Stewart shows us how scientists plan to unravel their mysteries.
More than 700 meters underground, researchers in southern China are busy solving a mystery, one that could lead to a scientific breakthrough. For a decade, these scientists have been constructing Juno, an underground observatory. With construction almost complete, they're ready to execute their plan to better understand neutrinos. These tiny subatomic particles are among the most abundant particles with mass in the universe, and they move at nearly the speed of light. Neutrinos are all around us, even passing through our bodies, and scientists need to know more about them.
The goal of this facility to study properties of neutrinos, in particular the mass hierarchy of neutrinos.
That is, they want to study which types of neutrino are the heaviest and lightest. Juno's experiments also seek to solve multiple other mysteries, including why they change types while in flight. They'll measure neutrinos emitted by two nuclear plants located about 50 kilometers away. Knowing what makes up the fundamentals of neutrinos can open the door to learning more about the past and future of the universe and discover the nature of matter and energy. China isn't the only country working to understand these tiny particles. Other countries are in the race to be the first to solve the enigma.
So the one in the U.S., the one in Japan that's under construction. There's one in France and the seawater is under construction. There's one in South Pole and the planning. So all of this is trying to understand neutrino mass hierarchy.
In a few months, Juno will be sealed off for 30 years running experiments and collecting data. And while it may take decades, Juno's team says they're confident they'll be the first to finish their research and solve the mysteries. If they come first, they could set the tone for what we know about the universe moving forward.
Today's story getting a 10 out of 10 is pumpkin spice and everything nice. This New England car wash chain is pumpkin spicing things up for a good cause. You won't be tasting any pumpkin on your trip through the suds, but your olfactory senses will be swimming in the scintillating spiced up scent that's infused into the suds. Proceeds are going to a nonprofit that provides medically customized meals for the critically ill. So for all the pumpkin spice lovers who can't get enough of the fall flavor, this might just be the extra dose of fall fragrance you didn't know you needed. All right, it is shout out time, and today's shout out goes to the Bald Eagles at Barrington High School in Barrington, Rhode Island. We thank you for tuning in and showing your love for our show. I had an awesome time staying on top of the news with all of you this week. Go out and make it a great weekend. Remember the power you possess. You never know when or how, but you just may be the light someone needs. Shine bright, y'all. You are more powerful than you know. I'm Coy Wire. It's been a blessing to spend this week with you.